Welcome to the second quality of an intentional creator, goals and expectations. An intentional creator sets realistic goals and achievable expectations. They know where they're going and why. Driven by excellence, they are self-directed and act on their own moral authority, doing the next right thing for the right reason. They keep their mind clear and clean and avoid with fury the darkness of the gap where fantasy and catastrophe and counterfeit pleasure reign. In doing so, they keep the conduit open between them and the power that governs abundance, their partner. They know that if they should go into that gap, it will rob them of the very energy, connection, and time needed to create their dreams in tangible reality. An intentional creator hungers for knowledge and its honorable application. They seek for ability equal to a waiting opportunity. They proactively invite their partner to manifest ideas and inspiration, impressions, insights, and solutions to problems. Their clear vision ignites passion, a willingness to suffer for something they love. They excitedly bring this passion into the now. And in the tangible reality, this passion drives their focus and discipline and effort and action. The existence of passion-driven action is the hallmark of an intentional creator, the litmus test that indicates and validates that they use their mind constructively. An intentional creator is fully present and engaged in creation, whether present in the now or present in their mind, whether at work, play, or rest. We live in a time of what we call the New Age Millionaire Magic Doctrine. At the center of this doctrine is a belief that creation is more about vivid visualization than discipline and focus and effort and action. Many believe that their troubles will evaporate and their dreams will magically manifest in tangible reality if they will but visualize their dreams with enough intention. When this fails to manifest dreams, which is categorical, the result is anguish, misery, sleepless nights, and self-deprecating and destructive internal dialogue. It is no wonder that so many want to find an easy way, one that is less stressful. It's understandable that they want to believe there's a secret. If they could just discover it, they could instantly become wealthy. As a result, many buy and apply and then buy and apply and then buy and apply varying but very similar versions of the Millionaire Magic Doctrine, unsuccessfully seeking happiness. Many go into debt, trying to prematurely live their dreams in tangible reality. Debt and discouragement reign supreme. Each time they succumb to this beguiling doctrine, they become increasingly desperate and broke and broken and angry. Why not me? What's wrong with me? Why can't I have it? Why am I not happy? This evidence is a great deal of confusion about how we can use our minds constructively to help facilitate the tangible creation of our dreams. It also evidences confusion regarding how the power that governs abundance willingly and actively participates in both the mental and physical creation of a dream, and why the manifestations of this power are very different in each of these very unique stages of creation. If you long for financial freedom, but have been trapped in a quagmire of debt and doubt and discouragement, confusion, and even lost faith, we're about to demystify the creation process. If you're experiencing success, yet want more, we're about to fine-tune and speed up the creation process. Knowledge is power. Knowing how to apply it is even more empowering. Creation is an intentional two-stage process that occurs in two equally important yet very different dimensions of reality. First, we create in our mind the systemic dimension of reality. This dimension is a fertile and often undisciplined playground where we can freely and instantly and almost effortlessly create a storm of vivid images, and all without making tangible commitments. Now, the same brain chemistry and brain circuitry often occurs during this mental creation process that would occur if we were experiencing these events in tangible reality. The mind thinks it's real, and the body reacts as if it were real. This is also the dimension where the power that governs abundance literally manifests ideas, impressions, and solutions to challenges. This process is very real, and so are the manifestations that are received. That is why these experiences ignite passion, the passion needed to sustain the focus and discipline and effort and action. Second, we create in the physical or tangible world, this place where we live, this extrinsic dimension of reality. Just reach out and touch something in front of you. That's this tangible world. Unlike the systemic dimension where we can create a private jet and fly to France for lunch and spend 2 weeks in the Caribbean and build our dream home all in the time it takes to shower, physical creation requires linear time. That's tick, tick, tick. If we have used the sacred space of our mind to create a vision that ignites passion, we can work tirelessly creating the millimeters between where we are and our dreams, and often without counting the costs. Now, absent this creator's vision, we are relegated to a life filled with boring, mundane, repetitious work, wishing we were someone else, somewhere else, doing something different. And we can use the powerful tool of our mind to engage in 8 very different creation processes. 3 are destructive and foster fear. 5 are constructive and create a vision that will ignite passion. So think about this for a moment. Do I want to be involved in the 3 destructive and just live in a life of fear, or do I want to discipline myself to learn and practice the 5 constructive so that I can have a vision that's igniting my passion, that's driving my discipline, focus, effort, and action? Let's explore the 8, starting with the destructive. The first is fantasy. We can employ the systemic mind to transport us into the future, a time when we are finally above all the pain, the frustration, the debt, and the stress. Well, in fantasy, we can spend endless and productive hours vividly visualizing and living what it will be like then. When I'm rich, then I can do what? 2 is called imagined catastrophe. When fantasies are threatened, and we'll talk more about this a little later in the program, we can waste endless hours obsessively worrying, creating worst-case scenarios, and tormenting ourselves over events that may never come to pass. It's inevitable when we fantasize that we'll catastrophize. I'll explain that in more detail. And 3 is counterfeit pleasure. We can create vivid, salacious, and tantalizing images that are physically arousing and often, far too often, antithetical to the creation of tender, trusting, and committed relationships. So those are the 3 destructive. Fantasy, when, then, imagine catastrophe, all those worst-case scenarios, or that counterfeit pleasure. Now let me share with you the 5 constructive uses. The first one is called mental rehearsal. In mental rehearsal, it's much like a fantasy in its vividness. In mental rehearsal, we vividly experience or play out on the stage of our mind desired future events and difficult or challenging assignments in an effort to seek guidance and clarity, or to improve skills and to prepare or to mitigate or lessen our fear. That's mental rehearsal. A different reason. We're not escaping, avoiding like fantasy. We're coming with the intention of being instructed. 2, inspiration. We can seek needed insight and direction regarding ways in which we can serve others. And I've got some fun techniques for you to use in improving this skill of seeking inspiration. 3, exploration. We can vividly try on possibilities and new ideas or life scenarios to gain clarity and facilitate good decisions, all without making a tangible commitment. Oh, the power of the mind. Number four, problem solving. We can review the elements of a problem in search of a creative and workable solution. And five, planning and goal setting. This will be some of the most unusual goal setting you've ever been involved in. So we can look into the future and identify realistic targets and review in advance what is required and when, where, and how it can be created. Oh, this will be a powerful way for you to set goals in the future and then achieve them in daily action. Well, the three destructive mental creation processes are associated with left turns. Remember those left turns we talked about earlier in the program? These left turns are a result of an intention to escape and avoid the rigors of life. We want it to be easy. Remember that? When we employ these three destructive processes, there is more focus on just existing and enduring intangible reality. The five constructive creation processes are consistent and congruent with right turns and the power that governs abundance. When we employ these processes, there is more focus on doing the work of creation and contributing to the world. Now, the data from nearly 3,000 assessment reports supported by over 15,000 hours of one-on-one interviews and coaching sessions reveals that nearly 98% of those actively seeking financial abundance initially want to be rich so they can have enough money to escape and avoid the rigors of life. They are so stressed out and their desire to escape and avoid so consuming that it provides the perfect fertilizer to grow the elaborate, beguiling, and destructive weed of fantasy. And the seeds of this weed imagine catastrophe and counterfeit pleasure. The growth and proliferation of this venomous weed, fantasy, is so pervasive and so pandemic and the plague so destructive that it was the primary motivation for writing this book. This deadly weed and its destructive seeds are the single biggest killers of hopes and dreams. Now, dreams are a good thing. They are the foundation of our vision that ignites our passion. Dreams are the why for the creation process. However, there is a stark contrast between the creation process in which we identify a dream, clearly determine how we will create it, and then take the passion-driven action needed to do so, versus escaping to a dream and spending productive time living in and beyond the dream in an attempt to avoid the frustrations present in the now. The first is constructive. The second, very destructive.